now we'll do letter number 1234 in volume 5 of the Holy Letters of the Rebbe. And this is dated, Baruch Hashem, the first day of Mar Cheshvan in the year Tavshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn, New York. The Rebbe is addressing this to the leadership, the Anhola of the yeshiva in Lud and Tel Aviv in Israel. There are two yeshivas, Lud and Tel Aviv, Hashem Aleim Yichyu. And the Rebbe is restarting Sholem Ubracha. He says, I'm responding to your question by the titles of Rabbi Chosid, Shmaryo Gurari. I'm assuming that that's in the yeshivas over there, that's the Rabbi Gurari from Israel at the time. You want to asking what is the relationship between the two yeshivas of Lod, the yeshivas in Lod, and in the yeshiva in Tel Aviv. So the Rebbe says, I've already spoken that both of them need to exist, and under no circumstances should you disrupt or nullify the yeshiva in Tel Aviv. But on the other hand, the order of the studies that in both yeshivas needs to be organized so that they're fitting, so that there should be a continuation from one to the other without any interruption. So you have one, the lower one, and then the older one. So one will feed into the other one. And since it appears that the best energies, the powers, both with whether it is the rabbis who are the mashpiim and also in the students, is in Lud, so you should organize that from the yeshiva in Tel Aviv, they should be able, the students should be able to transfer to continue their study in the yeshiva in Lud in a very direct way with blessings in success in your holy work. So the Rebbe suggests to be a continuation directly from Lud, from Tel Aviv to Lud.